The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one of any of the things they had seen. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. And just then a man from the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He is my only child." Suddenly a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks. It convulses him until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all were astounded at the greatness of God. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know if y'all have taken note or noticed today, but the pyramids have changed colors on the altar and also my stole that I wear. We are now white. For the last 6 Sundays, we have been green. We are at the very end of the Epiphany season. Epiphany started on January 6th, and that's usually the celebration then of when the wise men from the east came to bow down and worship Jesus as a child, and they brought gifts. And that signified then that God is revealed, God is here, and that this Christ child that is born is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and all nations across the earth bow down to him. The word Epiphany actually means to reveal or to make known, to make an appearance, to or the sense of you finally get it. Like somebody tells a joke and you got to think about it for a minute and then it hits all of a sudden. That's what an epiphany is. That's what the epiphany of our Lord is that Christ is made known. Christ has come to this earth and walked among us. He is here. And we have seen him and know him. And so the Epiphany season then is a time of Jesus' new beginnings as he starts his ministry. But the Epiphany season, the first Sunday of Epiphany and the last Sunday of Epiphany are both white in color, and the rest of it is green. On those occasions, well, there's significant events of Jesus, traditionally the color is white. These festival Sundays, the color is white. And white signifies purity, or being made clean, being made pure, being made whole in that sense. In our story today, we hear the story of the Transfiguration, where Jesus and a few of his disciples go up on a mountaintop, and he is transfigured. He is changed, and he becomes brighter than bright, whiter than white. And I can imagine it almost hurts the eyes of the disciples. They have never seen anything like this, and it actually says they were afraid. They did not know what was going on. Something unusual was going on. But they caught a glimpse of Jesus in all his glory, of Jesus, who he actually was. They had that epiphany. They saw who Jesus was. And so we end the Epiphany season with this mountaintop experience of Jesus being transformed and that glory shining all around him and the disciples being able to see it. And they catch it that they know this truly is the Son of God. They even want to stay there. They want to camp there. They want to bask in that glory of who God is. But the Epiphany season also started with a festival Sunday, with a reading that highlights who Jesus is. It is at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. It was the story of Jesus' baptism, where Jesus goes into the waters and is baptized. And that dove, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove, comes down upon Jesus. And you hear those words, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And here on this transfiguration, you hear words very similar to that, because the words come out of the cloud, the words from God come out of the cloud. "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." These two Sundays are white. Baptism is also, the white is a symbol for baptism as well then too. I don't know if you remember this, or maybe you've seen it, and I see it on occasion then too. When infants are baptized, a lot of times they are in a baptismal robe. It's a robe that is probably 2 or 3 feet longer than the child itself, and that baby is baptized. Maybe you were baptized in a baptismal robe. And traditionally, baptism is white. That is the symbol of baptism. It's a symbol that we are washed clean in the waters. We are washed clean by Jesus going to the cross and the resurrection. We are forgiven. We are made whole. We are made new. It is a new birth in that baptism. And so our lives in Jesus Christ start with baptism. But then that symbol of white also appears in other places as well then too. On the altar with our communion, that's covered in a white cloth, a veil. That symbolizes the burial cloths of Jesus, that the burial cloths were white as well then too, that were wrapped around the body. And we remember that we are covered then as well in baptism, that we're covered throughout our whole lives. And Holy Communion is something that we do on a regular basis, just like we eat meals on a regular basis. And so it takes part. Not only is baptism a one-time thing, but it takes part regularly within our lives. And we are reminded that with that white veil that we place over the communion vessels. And then also, too, at the end of life, we also see that white once again. In our congregation, when we have a funeral here in this church, the casket is draped in a big white cloth, and it's called a funeral pall. And that covers us once again, just like the Holy Communion. It covers us in our baptism, reminding us that we have been made pure, we have been made clean, we have been made whole, we have been forgiven through our baptism through Jesus Christ. And so we use that funeral pall to remind us that, yes, those promises that we received, maybe as an infant, maybe 70, 80, 90, 100 years before, are promises that will be kept and that we will be raised with God to live with him forever. And so we start our Epiphany season with the baptism. We end the Epiphany season with this transfiguration of showing God in all his glory. In those Sundays in between, we also see Jesus being revealed, because that is the Epiphany season. We see how he starts to show himself to the people. We heard a couple of stories of Jesus calling his first disciples. We hear Jesus preach and teach as the crowds continue to get bigger and bigger, as other people tell other people that, hey, come and listen to this guy. He has something to say. There's something wonderful about him and amazing about him. Come and hear what he has to say. Also, we heard stories of healing where Jesus was revealing the signs of God and casting out demons. In our lesson today, we hear another story of Jesus casting out the demons, making people whole, restoring them to what they are to be. As we close this Epiphany season, we see Jesus on that mountaintop in all his glory. And with him were Elijah and Moses, and he was discussing where he was to go from here, and that was to Jerusalem. The disciples wanted to stay. They wanted to stay there in all that glory, but Jesus still had his major work to do. Jesus comes down off the mountain, and he heads towards Jerusalem. He heads towards that cross and that resurrection. As we end our Epiphany season here, we go into another season. The seasons of life come and go, and we enter into another season. We enter into Lent. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, where we hear the words, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." We are reminded that we are frail, that we are humanity, that we are sinful. And the only way that we get out of that is through Jesus Christ going to the cross and the resurrection. And we are tied to his cross and the resurrection in our baptism. And we are reminded of that as well every time we take Holy Communion. And so now we come off the mountain. After seeing this glory of Christ, we come down off the mountain and we head into Lent, remembering who we are and remembering what God has done for us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.